Morning, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kaf Dalet, and we start at the bottom of Kaf Gimel Amud Bet. So we mentioned over here, we said, "Ema Dikim Shem Shef B'Yom Tov." We are trying to understand why Dafke Yom Tov Bichal Dereisha La B'Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara said, if the Sefer is talking about Yom Tov, then the beginning of the Mishnah obviously wasn't speaking about Yom Tov. So was Amar B'Chinam Yisura Ma Tam Kav. The Gemara says, no, it was. It's all the same, and really the Sefer of the Mishnah came to explain the Reisha of the Mishnah. It's a Ma Tam. It wasn't a new halacha. It was just a ma tam, an explanation. That's what we ended off yesterday. We said, Eimad likim shem shem b'yom tov. The Mishnah said, Eimad likim. Why? Lefi she'ein sorfim kochim b'yom tov. Because you aren't allowed to burn sorfim. The Gemara brought a brighton and said, like this. This is where we should have ended off. Tanya kevat had Rav Chisda. There's a brighton that supports Rav Chisda. Kol eilu she'amru ein madlikin ben b'shabbat, madlikin ben b'yom tov. As a rule, any of the shmanim, the oils, which Chachamim said you can't use on Shabbos, right? Because the idea being that Shema Yateh, that you might come to move the flame and end up doing Havarat Eish on Yontif. You don't use on Shabbos, you don't use on Yontif because there's no problem of burning on Yontif. Chutz mi Shemen Shreifa. Other than Shemen Shreifa, why? Lefi She'ein Sorfim Kochim B'Yom Tov. Because there's a separate Isra altogether of burning Truma, which is Tameh, on Yom Tov. That's a separate issue altogether. And therefore, the Shemen Tameh, which we saw, the Shemen Shreifa, which we explained, Shemen Shreifa was Truma, which became Tameh, that's got a separate issue altogether, and that supports exactly what Rav Chisda explained in the Gemara. To take off a second, and look at that Tosfot over there, Tanya Kevatei. It's like the third Tosfot on the Amud. See, that it says there, Tosfot, Tanya Kevatei, Rav Chisda. Rav Im Tomar, Vaha Mashma, Chutz Mi Shemen Shreifa, De'ein Madikim B'Shabbat. Velo b'yom tov. So maybe we could understand that from the brightness should actually mean chutz mi shemen shreifa, the ein madlikin b'shabbat velo b'yom tov. It's a isur on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why do we say it's only isur? That's v'hainu d'lo krav chizda. Did it did ein madlikin b'shabbat? V'yashu v'nachem kol elu she'amru ein madlikin b'shabbat madlikin b'yom tov. V'kol shekan otosh madlikin b'shabbat madlikin b'yom tov chutz mi shemen shreifa she'af apish madlikin b'shabbat ein madlikin b'yom tov. We want to try and toss it the other way around. So that all these oils you can use at all given times, except for Shemen Shreifa, because there's a separate issue altogether there because of the issue of burning on Yom Tov. Okay, let's start off now. We start off end of this today. Ibailel. Now we come back to Chanukah, right? Which is strange, because we already finished Chanukah, right? We already ended with Chanukah already yesterday. More suddenly asked another question about Chanukah. Ibailel, ma'u laskir shel Chanukah lebirkat ha'mazon. Do we have to mention Chanukah in benching? Okay, that's a Gemara's question. The Gemara says, why would we think not? It says, Kevan de midrabanan hu lo mit karinan. Remember, mis karinan, the dalet and the zayin in Aramaic interchange. Right? So in Hebrew, you'd say maskir. In Aramaic, you say mit kar. You see there, the dalet and the zayin, the same word. Kevan de midrabanan hu lo mit karinan. Lo maskir, you wouldn't mention it. Or dilmano. Mishum persumanisa, you do mention it. Look at Rashi over there. Lo miskarinan. He says, lo miskarinan. He says, lo chivu laskir. Well, that you can't if you want to, but there's no chiyuv, right? So that's the Gemara's question. Now, you just take half a second. Like I said to a few guys who went earlier, and this is one of the easier dapim which we're going to learn. So we've got a little bit of time here. Look at Tosfot here again. The Tosfot here, Ba'alehu ma'u lahaskir shechanukah b'rikat ha'mazon. Tosfot says, Tema. It's crazy. It's surprising. What's going on over here? Right, what's going on over here? He says, Milta Havelei La'asukei La'el, Gabe Amidah Chanukah. Why is it here? It should have been asked earlier, we were discussing Chanukah. What's it doing here? It's not in the right place. It's Pashut, right? It's not in the right place. And so the Gemara carries, let's go back in the Gemara. So the question was, do you mention it or you mention it? So Amarava, Amarav Schor, Amarav Huna, Eino Maskir. You don't mention it. That's a bit strange, right? We all know we do mention it, but I need some benching. We do say it. He says, over here, look at Rashi, Eino Maskir. The second line is Rashi at the end there. Eino tzarich laskir. There's no chiyuv laskir. However, look back in the Gemara. V'im ba'al askir, maskir bo'odah. You want to say it, then say it bo'odah v'nodeh. So that's why in Chanukah, if you don't say it, you have to repeat the benching. You have to repeat it. As opposed to, for example, Yale v'yavu, we'll see in a second why as well. Or a tzay. If you left out a tzay on Shabbos, you've got to repeat it. Right? Because part of the benching. But that, on Chanukah, if you didn't say it, not the end of the world. That's why it says the Eno Maskir, Eno Tzarich Laskir. Okay, so the Gemara carries on. Eno Maskir, Bar Haskir, Maskir Boda. Ravuna Bar Yehuda, Ikle by Rava. Right? So that was Rava who said that. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schor, Amar Ravuna, Eno Maskir, Vibar Haskir, Maskir. So now Ravuna came to Bar Yehuda came to Rava's house. Savrar Liit Kurei B'Bonei Yerushalayim. So he wanted to mention it in B'nei Yerushalayim, right? Not in Hoda'a. Amar Le Rav Sheshet, right? Ketfila. He says, no, you can't mention it in B'nei Yerushalayim. You mentioned it like Tfila. Ma Tfila B'Hoda'a, Apik Ramazim B'Hoda'a. When do we say Yala Nisim in Davening? We say it after we've said Modim, right? We say Modim and then we say it after Hoda'a. Before we say Atov Shimcha Lechane Elodot, he says, so too in benching, you say it behodah, v'node, we say it after node in the benching. Rashi says, ma tfila, pirkan hodah, daha kulem milta de Chanukah. See what he says in Rashi, he says, the whole concept of Chanukah, ikara lehodah nitkana, it's all there for hodah. What's it about? We're thanking Hashem. It's not a tfila, it's not a vakasha. It's a thanking Hashem for the miracle that he did. So therefore, the right place is in the hodah of davening or the hodah of birkan hamazon. And the next question, Ibai Eleu, Maula Skiros Chodesh to Bikar Amazon. Do we have to mention Yalevi Yavon and Brosh Chodesh in Bikar Amazon? So look at the Gemara's logic here. What's the process, yeah? Im Timtzi Lomar B'Chanukah Drabanan Lo Tzarich. Now you want to say, since Chanukah is a Drabanan and we paskened earlier, we don't have to. If you want to, you can, but you don't have to. So then we'll say, maybe Rosh Chodesh Doraita Tzarich. Rosh Chodesh is a Doraita from the Torah. Therefore, maybe we do have to. Or Dilma, no, maybe not. Maybe the whole difference is, yeah, it's Kevan de lo asur ba'asiat melacha, lo miskarinan. Since Rosh Chodesh is really, even though it's a midoraita, but it's not like the Yonta for Shabbos, where there's asur melacha, no isur melacha on Rosh Chodesh. There's actually a machloket about that, about isur melacha on Rosh Chodesh. Some people say that they asked something you shouldn't do on Rosh Chodesh. And that I used to have a minag to, I got it from somewhere, it's not important from where now for the moment, but to have a haircut every Rosh Chodesh. And I was picked out for it by somebody. He said, you shouldn't have a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. Like, there should be certain things you shouldn't have a haircut. Right? He says, Asur v'asiyat melacha, lo maskira. So Rav Amar maskir. Rav says, no, you do say it. Rav Chinah Amar, eno maskir. Rav Chinah says, you don't say it. See, that's actually unbelievable. Right? Now, the halacha there, by the way, who's on you with an art scroll? With the signs off. Steve, look, what's the halacha there?
One mentions the new moon in the added paragraph. May they rise in Yalev Yavo in Birkat HaMazon. One who forgot to recite the paragraph need not repeat.
Doesn't repeat. I'm pretty sure that the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's in the daytime, you do repeat on Rosh Chodesh. And if it's at night, you don't, because there's no Kiddush HaChodesh at night. That's what I remember.
I thought also.
Right, but he says you don't repeat. Okay, it's interesting. So therefore, so Rav Amar Maskir, Rav Chinah Amar Eno Maskir, Amar Rav Zrika, Nakut de Rav B'Yadach. Right, so he says that seems to be over here, that what's the Masorah, the Kai Rav Oishah Kavatei. So he says over there, we got there, look at Machlok, it says Rav Amar Maskir, Rav says you do, Rabbi Chinah says you don't, the Aloha seems to be like Rabbi, but he says nonetheless, he says, Naku to Rabbi Yadach, the Messiah is like Rav. Why? The Kai Rabbi Oishia Kavatei. Remember, Oishia was one of those people who wrote the brightest. So Rabbi Oishia holds like Rav. He quotes a brighter. Tanya Rabbi Oishia wrote, Yamim Sheyesh Pahen Korban Musaf. On days where there's a Korban Musaf, right? You bring extra Korban, Lach Rosh Chodesh V'Chodesh HaMoed. Right? So on those days, when you bring a Korban, Arvit V'Shachir U'Mincha, when it's not day, all the three tefillahs, Mit Parel Shmonashay. And you mention a characteristic of the day in the avoda, in Ritzay. And if you didn't say it, you do machzir. So that's a brighter there, Rav Oishia. Right, look at Rashi. Sorry, so that's the Rashi of the last lines at the top there. Levakesh rachim on Yisrael v'al Yerushalayim. Lahashiv avodalim koma. You want rachamim for the people and Yerushalayim to return the avodah to the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Lasot korbanot hayom. Now he says over there, ve'ein bahen kedusha ala kos. On those days there, with Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you don't make kiddush on the kos. Ve'yesh bahen haskara bebirkat HaMazon. You do mention in Birkat HaMazon. This is Rav Oishia in the brighter. This is like Rav, not like... So that's not like Rabbi Chanina. And then he says, Yamim she'ein bahem korban musaf, days that there aren't Korban Musaf, Kagon, Shaini v'Chamishi, v'Taniot, u'Ma'amadot. Right, so now the Gemara stops for a second. The Brayta says over there, when the days that there isn't a Korban Musaf, like Mondays and Thursdays, fast days, and Ma'amadot. So the Gemara stops and says for a second, well, Shaini v'Chamishi, Ma'avidot, well, what's Monday and Thursday doing here? Well, what's special about Monday and Thursday? Now, just to stop for a second, the idea of Ma'amadot, if those of you who've got an art scroll, so if you look, just look at Rashi quickly, but Ma'amadot, Klomar liyamim shel Ma'amadot, shiyu mitanin arba taniyot b'shabbat sheni v'shlishi v'revi v'chamishi, v'an amura didu tefilat tanit. Rashi got a separate special Ma'amadot, but the art of the Rashi there is in Masechet Tanit, right? So he says there Ma'amadot, it's just worth knowing about this, we'll get to Tanit eventually, but it's nice knowing it. He said like this, arba v'shrim mishmarot shel ha-kohanim ayu, there were, so he says there were 24 mishmarot, the kohanim was split into 24 guards, right, that used to come and do work in the Beit HaMikdash, 24 shifts, right? Shel kohanim ayu shmua v'david tiknu, already set up in the times of David HaMelech. V'al kol mishmar haya ma'amad b'Yerushalayim, and every mishmar would send representatives to Jerusalem to work. Shekvuin v'omdin ba'ir v'omdin al korban acheihem, right? And they were responsible for the korban, even the korban tzibur, which everybody would bring for the heart of Am Yisrael. Ulevad, and in addition to those, Hadarim b'Yerushalayim, living in Jerusalem, hayu ma'amadot b'chol ir she'Yisrael. In every city in Israel, at the same time, there was a ma'amad, like a miluim group, whose job was to daven in the town where they were as representatives of the Kohanim in Yerushalayim. Right? Nechleku l'kaftar ma'amadot into 23 groups. Keneged arba v'eshri mishmarot of the 23 shifts of the Kohanim. Ketani b'brayta shel arba'im v'teisha midot v'haynu d'tnan. Haya ma'amad b'Yerushalayim Kohanim levim Yisraelim. And as you said as well, in Yerushalayim and in the cities, there were Kohanim levim and Yisraelim, not just Kohanim. The Kohanim did the avoda, the levim did the singing, and the Yisraelim used to daven. Right? So there were representatives from the whole of Israel who used to come and be involved in the avoda of the korban of the tzibur. So it wasn't just the kohanim, there were Israelim and Levim there. When the balance of them who didn't go to Jerusalem would gather in their own cities with palin al korban acheihem shiit kabel baratzon, they would daven that their korban tzibur would be received properly, umit anin, and they would fast, umotzin sefer Torah b'yom tanitam, they'd have their own fast for korin b'mase breshi. That's how he understands the idea here of, in this bright Rabbi Oshia, that there were ma'amadot, and etc., and they would fast. But the Gemara says, what do you mean by Monday, Thursdays? So he says, no, Ella, you're right. We mean Monday, Thursday, Monday. That's called bahab. Right, some of you might have heard of Taniot Bahab, a bit of a minag to fast after the Shalosh Regalim. There's a minag because we were a bit light-headed, we might have done things wrong, we got all excited on the Chag. So after the Chag, the Monday, Thursday, Monday, there'd be a Taniot Bahab, right? Bet Hay Bet. Those are Bahabs. Shal Taniot Bahamadot. And then on those days, where there's no Musaf, Arvi V'Shachar Mincha Mipalel Shmona Ashrei, Omer Ma'ena Ma'ura B'Shomeach Tfilah. V'im Lo Amar, Ein Machzir Noto. Okay. So we see over there this concept of Oshia brings a brighter that on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaShemoed, you do mention the Me'ein Me'ora, and that's why we do it today. But it appears that it's not really such a. If you don't do it, not in the world, you have to make the guy repeat it. Okay, new question. Now we go back to Chanukah again. Right? Should you mention Chanukah in Musaf? Now, Chanukah hasn't got a Musaf. So what Musaf are we speaking about? Chanukah always will fall on a Shabbos because there's 8 days of Chanukah. It has to have a Shabbos in it. And because Chanukah starts on Kaf Hei, so there's going to be a Rosh Chodesh always in Chanukah as well. Rashi says over here. Look at Rashi there. I skipped all that Rashi down, that long Rashi over there, Arvid. Shel Chanukah Musafin, betfilat Musafin to Shabbat Rosh Chodesh betoch Yemei Chanukah. Mahu, laskir Alanisim Bohodad. You have to mention Alanisim in the Chanukah as well. That's a Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, "Kayvan delayed by Musaf b'didei lo mid karinan." Since Musaf, there's no Chanukah doesn't deserve its own Musaf. Therefore, Musaf isn't coming because of Chanukah. So let's leave out Chanukah. Or deal, maybe not. Maybe Yom Hu Shechayah ba'arba tefilot. Right? It's the day itself that is chayev in the Arba Tfilot, right? What is Arba Tfilot? Rashi says there, Arvit v'shachrit u'musaf u'mincha. And says there, Rashi, in kevan shechovat tfilat ze hayom, since the day is chayev in these tfilas, and the day is Chanukah, and the pchuta mishar tfilot shel yom. Makes no difference. In other words, today is Chanukah. We're davening every day on Chanukah, we daven shachrit mincha ma'ariv. We don't daven shachrit because of Chanukah. We daven shachrit anyhow, every day. And it happens to be Chanukah, mention Chanukah, so too. Today is the chiv of Musaf. So Musaf is not coming because of Chanukah, but mention Chanukah nonetheless. Those are the two sides of the question. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda d'amar tarvayus, and both of them would say, what? I don't ask it. I said, no, leave it out. Don't mention Chanukah in Musaf. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan d'amar tarvayu maskir. And they say, here's the machlok of Rav, everybody's opinion that you have to say Musaf on Chanukah. Right? They say maskir. So Rabbi and Rav Yosef, so the Rav Huna Rav Yehuda said, don't say it, right? So Abaya says to Rav Yosef, had Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, who said, don't say it, the Rav will actually hold like Rav. Dabar Rav Gidla Marav, Rosh Chodesh Shechaliot B'Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, he wants to draw a parallel here, like Rav. Rav wants to say the same thing, that if it's not the day, if it's because of the day, you don't say it. Musaf's an extra, it's nothing to do with Chanukah, because of Shabbos and because of Rosh Chodesh, don't say it. What's the example? It says, Rav said that Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos. So now, Hamaftir B'Navi B'Shabbat, Eino Tzarich Laskir She Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, your Maftir, the Haftorah here we're talking about, has got nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. Actually, we don't do like that. If Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, so we've got a special Haftorah for Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh. Even if Rosh Chodesh is on a Sunday, we've got Machara Chodesh. We've got a separate special Haftorah for Shabbos, which comes before Rosh Chodesh. But according to Rav, Rav said, no, we ignore it. She'il Malay Shabbat, I never Rosh Chodesh. Because if it wasn't Shabbos, there wouldn't be a Navi. We don't have a Navi Haftorah Rosh Chodesh. So why do we care that it's Rosh Chodesh? That's what he wanted to say. So Gemara said, how can you compare that? Me, Dabi, how can you compare? What's a parallel? Hatam Navi with Rosh Chodesh, like a cloud. He says, there, if it was only Rosh Chodesh, we'd never have a Haftorah. Right? So that's why. Aval hacha itay ba'ariv v'shachar u'bincha. But yeah, we've got shachar u'bincha ma'ariv. So yeah, we've got the other tefillahs. And the other tefillahs, we do say it. So what, in Musaf, you're not going to say it? There's no comparison. Here, it's because of the davening of the day. Normal day of Rosh Chodesh, the Shachrit Mincha, normal day of davening of Chanukah, the Shachrit Mincha Ma'ariv, we mention it. There happens to be a Halel Musaf, we mention it as well. With Mincha, with the Haftorah, there's no Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh at all. But on Chanukah, there's davening. That's, I think, the answer he's giving. Someone says, you're right. This is what would be a better comparison. Now, this is amazing because we've grown up, you know, we all post Gemara, we grew up also in a pretty, what's the term, where things are pretty set, right? Everything where we come from, more or less the same in Hagim. It says, Ela laha damir, da amarav achdavoy, amarav bata amarav. Yom tov shechaliot b'shabbat. Listen to this. If there's a yontif that falls on Shabbos, so let's say that Sukkos is on Shabbos, right? Hamaftir b'navi b'mincha. Any of you ever seen, other than in a reform shul, any of you ever seen, because there they do bar mitzvahs. I've been to bar mitzvah where they read Haftorah. But I'm saying, let's say in a normal shul, any of you ever seen a maftir being read at mincha? I've never seen a read at mincha. But in the Gemara, they used to have a minag to some shuls to read a maftir at mincha. Right? It says, maftir b'navi b'mincha b'shabbat ein tzarich laskir shel yom tov. If you're reading Mincha Navi on Shabbos at Mincha, you have to mention Yom Tov. She'il Malay Shabbat, Ein Navi B'Mincha B'Yom Tov. Look at Rashi, yeah? Hamaftir B'Navi B'Mincha B'Shabbat. He says, Matzati B'Tshuvat HaGaonim. Even Rashi for him, it's a bit strange. So you found in the Gaonim, in the time of the Gaonim, Shetshuva, Shayu Regilim Nikro B'Navi B'Shabbatot B'Mincha Asara Psukim, Ubimei Parsim, in time of the Persians, Gazu gzeresh lo lasot, v'chevan shenistalku nistalku. An old minag, the time of the Gaonim, that's like the 600, 700, 800s, they used to read an Haftorah of 10 psukim at mincha on the Shabbos. Right, and then the Persians made a gzeresh and they stopped the gzeresh. Even in Rashi's time, it was already ois. So he says, there, and Rav said over there, she'il malay Shabbat, en avi mincha b'yom tov, v'en avi mincha b'yom tov, v'af v'agav de'itay shacharit, even though you would say the shacharit. Hoyo mincha lab mishum yom tovati, lo maskarina. And then he said, he has a good example now. Now mincha is musaf, maybe, you know, especially, but mincha would be a normal day. And even mincha would be a regular tefillah. And yet this regular tefillah, we never mentioned it. So maybe, even though we've got musaf on Shabbos, and it's a regular tefillah for musaf, we shouldn't mention it. It was not shaykhah. It's not relevant at all to the musaf. A little bit difficult. The late hilchata kachol, and the Gemara answers and says, what? The Gemara in Erev Paskins Alocha, and says, the late hilchata kachol haneshmaitata, all these opinions which we saw over here, about musafin, and mincha, and davening, and birkat hamazon, none of it is halacha. Ela kihad, I'm Rav Shua ben Levi. Yom HaKippurim shechal yom b'Shabbat. Amipal ne'ila tzarich laskil shel Shabbat. Says halacha is simple. That all the tefillahs that you make on Shabbos, you mention Shabbos. Right? Why? He says, yomu shenchai b'arba tefillot. Because the day, at the end of the day, the fact that it's Yom Kippur, and you're going to mention ne'ila, the four tefillahs on Yom Kippur, actually got five tefillahs, right? There's Mariv, then there's Shachrit, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah. But he's saying the four tefillahs, Rashi says that specifically, Yom Shachrit, Abba tefillahs, Lav tefillahs, Halayla, Bichlau. We're not including the night, Mincha, Mariv, and it's Yom Shachrit, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah. On all those things, you do say it. Now, skip that Rashi over there. He says, Kechol hani shmaitata. Rav Hunev, Rav Yehudev, Rav Gidel, Rav Achtavoy. None of those are relevant. Elet ketfila achat, it's all one tefillah, kacha verta, just one tefillah like the other, the whole davar yom maskir. Anything, any day that's got davening, all the tefillahs in that day are like the other tefillahs in that day. You mentioned, in all of them, you mentioned the murayom, and the proof is from Yom Kippur, shechab arba tefillos. So it was, okay, that's very nice. But now we've got a kashi hilchata hilchata. We've got a bit of a stira here. What's the stira? Amarta hilchata krabi shur bin Levi. I think this is in tomorrow's stuff, by the way. The kaimelan hilchata karava, damarava, and we've got a stira over here. And so we've got two stiras. One's hilchata krabi shur bin Levi, we'll see that in a second. And then we've got another place where we say hilchata krava, damarava, yom tov shechal yod b'shabbat, shaliach tzibur hayored ifna taiva arvit. So now Yontav, which is on a Shabbos, the Shaliach Tzibur, who goes for Arvit, right? What is Arvit? Look at Rashi there. Shaliach Tzibur, I read Arvit. Amipaleo birkat me'ein sheva, kone shamayim v'aris bagadavot b'dvaro, on Friday night. On a Friday night, you know, we've got a bit of a chazar hashat on a Friday night, right? You say bagadavot b'dvaro, etc., the whole idea. On a regular Mariv, if you think about it for a second, we don't have chazar hashat. Regular, we just go, we dive in Shmona Asher, we go from Shmona Asher to Kaddish Tit Kabel, and then we move on. Nusach Sfarad says Shira Malot, or we say Alein, and we finished. On a Friday night, we do have a top of the Chazal Hashatz. Right? So it's a little bit different if you think about it, it's completely different to regular Mariv. So why do we have a Chazal Hashatz on Mariv? So we're talking here on Friday night, the Shaliach Tzibur Davins, right? He says like this. We don't mention in the Yom Tov. Actually, worth looking in the Siddur for a second. On Friday night, Arvit for Shabbos.
It's for another reason, not for the Chazara.
Why not? But still Chazara, though. The fact that we have a Chazara, the Mishnah would explain, the Gemara explained a second now that it's because of Sakana. But the fact is that we still have it, right? So let's just look here in a second. Tfilat Sheva. Then we've got Vayichud Hashama. Mashat Shomer Enon Begazu. Right. There's no mention, even though it's Yontif, there's no mention of the Yontif. What? You don't mention Yontif at all. That's what he wanted to say. Right, the Kamen Hilchot Kerav and Amar Yom Tov Shachar B'Shabbat Einot Nitva Teva Einot Tzarich Laskir Shel Yom Tov. Why? She'il Malei Shabbat. If it wasn't Shabbos, Ein Shaliach Tzibur Yored Arvit B'Yom Tov. He wouldn't even be there. The Shaliach Tzibur, meaning there wouldn't be a Chazar Hashatz. So the Gemara says, Achi Ashta, how can you compare the two? Atam Badin Hu Dafilu B'Shabbat Nami Lo Tzarich. He says, really, Min Adin, it shouldn't even be on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, it shouldn't be this Chazar Hashatz. V'Rabbanan hu ditkunei. And Rabbanan made the takana. Why? Mishum sakana. Look at Rashi. Why sakana? Don't forget the question. The question is why on Shabbos we don't mention Yontav, right? Look at Rashi. Mishum sakanat mezikin. We're worried about mezikin, not about crooks, about shadim, right? About mezikin, about demons. Shloyu batek lishot shlishlahem biyeshuv. They never had their shuls weren't in their town. V'chol shar leile chol. And every other night of the week, you are sukin b'melachta, busy working. U'gemaran melachta mipalin arid bebeitan. They davened at home. Remember the days we davened at home once? Okay, right. We can relate to that, right? We're all davening at home now. V'lo ayu b'leile melachta never came to shul. Aval leile Shabbat. Ba'in b'beit haKnesset, they would come to shul on Friday night. Worried about people that would come late and they end up staying behind after davening. Chazar hashatz on a Friday night, so that there'd be a purpose to keep us in shul a little bit longer. Right, so we'd be able to give everybody who came late a time to catch up with their davening or leave together. So he says, "Aval hacha, but yeah, yomu shidchai ba'arba tefillas, but Yom Kippur is minachatchila got four tefillas." Everybody has to daven. It's got nothing to do with the Shabbos whatsoever or Yom Kippur. And therefore, we would mention Yom Kippur, all the tefillahs in them, whatever the case was. We would mention everything. We can't compare whatsoever. So just to sum up very quickly, we see over here that when there's a tefillah, which is the ikar tefillah of the day, you do mention the murah of the yom in all those tefillahs. So you mention Rosh Chodesh in Musaf, you mention Chanukah in Musaf, you'll mention Shabbos in the Ilah, even though it's especially for Yom Kippur, doesn't make a difference. The reason why we don't mention Yontem on Friday night is because the whole idea of Chazar HaShatz on Friday night was a separate din. It's nothing to do with the actual tefillah of the day. And Mikra, we never actually had to do it. It was just a special gezeirah of Chachamim. Okay, the Gemara carries on. Then we said over there, we're ending off the last parts of the Shmanim. Right, so we said just quickly, I think it was on Daf Kaf, the Mishnah. Right, Daf Kaf. Kaf and Bet, right? So we said that the last Shmanim, we said over there, Velo Beshem and Trefa, we learned that. Velo Be Aliyah, with the fat from the tail. Velo Be Chelev, and not those tray fats of the thing. And then Nachum Amadi Omer, Madlikim Mechelev, Vushal. Nachum says you can use cooked Chelev. Vechachamim Omri Mechad Mevushal, Vechachim Vushal, irrespective of whether you cooked the Chelev or didn't cook the Chelev, you can't do it. Now just look, already saw in the Mishnah already, and we saw that Tanakama said velo bechaylev, Nachum said you can use cooked chaylev, and then Chachamim said even if it's cooked you can't use it, and that seems to be like Tanakama, because Tanakama said you can't use the chaylev. Tanakama didn't say what chaylev you can or can't. He said you can't use chaylev, full stop. And Chachamim said you can't use chaylev, cooked or uncooked, which means you can't use chaylev, full stop. And Nachum said you can use cooked chaylev. So it seems like Tanakama and Chachamim are the same opinion. That's the Gemara's question over here. Gemara says, "Velo bechaylev, you can't use this cooked fat." Nachum already said you can use. So Gemara asked the question, "Chachamim haynu Tanakama." This Chachamim, which we're bringing in at the end, is the same as Tanakama at the beginning. What's the chiddush over here? Why do we have to have this Chachamim omrim echad mevushal echad ein mevushal? What's the difference? So Gemara says, "Now ikka beina." You look at Rashi there quickly. Tanakama. Nachum omer, "Haynu Tanakama, amar velo bechelev, kol chelev mashma, any chelev." Right, so Gemara says, "Now, there is a nafkamina between the two of them. What's the difference?" Derav Brona. What did Rav Brona say? We learned this as well there on Daf Kaf Aleph. He says, "Amar Rav." He says, "The Derav Brona, amar Rav." The nafkamina is Rav Brona, amar Rav, and Rav Brona. I will see in a second. Look at Rashi. Rav Brona, "The shari al yedei ta'arovet shemen kol shuhu." Rav Brona said there on Daf Kaf Aleph that if you added something, then even though it's chaylev, what you're lighting with, if you've got a bit of a kosher oil, so then it's okay. And the Gemara says, velo mesayme. What do you mean velo mesayme? Look at Rashi. Ein nikar mi oser umi matir. So the Gemara is saying, yeah, what's the nafkamin between Tanakam and Chachamim? Rav Brona. One of them says that even though it's cooked or not cooked makes no difference. Tanakama says you can't use chaylev mevushal. But one of them, Tanakama or Chachamim, said that what you could use is if it was a mixture. And the Gemara said, we don't know who it's who. We don't know which one said what. Then it was Tanakama who said you can use a mixture. And Chachamim said makes no difference. Even if it's a mixture, you can't use it. Or if Tanakama said you can't use a mixture, and it was Chachamim, the later Chachamim, who said, cooked or not cooked, you can't use it, but if it was a mixture, you could use it. That's what the Gemara said, Loma Simon. Now, just take 1 second. I said we've got a bit of time. It's an easy duff today. We're doing okay. Look at Tosfot over there. Ike benayu drav brona amarav velo mesayme. The second Tosfot over there. So Tosfot says like this: Heksha Riva. What about a Tosfot? Amar lo mesayme. Why isn't it clear? Who says who? Because we got a klal. What's a klal? He says like this: Vaha amar ba mocher peirot ibav batre. We got a klal. The whole tane batre. Called Tana Batra, the latest Tana, the last one, Litfuya Ata, he came to add something. Because if there are two Tanaim, as we've got Tana Kama, Nachum Amadi, and then Chachamim, so he says that the latter one comes to add. So the first Tana would be Tana Kama, who said you can't use Chalev. Then comes Nachum Amadi, who says you can use Chalev Mavusha. And then comes this, the last Tana, which is a Chachamim, and say, you know what? You can't use even if it's mixed. That's the klal. The Acharon Litfuya. He added something. So it says Tosfot, the river, what's, I don't understand the Gemara. Why Lo Mesayim? It's Pashut. You got Klalim. According to the klal, the latter Tana added something. He came to Mechadesh, even Litfuya, to add even Mevusha. So Tosfot has to explain now why the Gemara is saying it's not clear. He says, V'yesh lomar dachikas, he says, here's why it's not clear. Because really, there are three Tanayim here. Right? And therefore, ikelemeimah delo atrit fuye. Right? So the question is, when they came to add, right, the three Tanayim, there's Tanakama, there's Nachum, and there's Chachamim. So did the last Tana, Chachamim, come to add onto the first Tana and the second Tana, Tanakama and Nachum Amadi? Or did it only come to add onto Nachum Amadi and not adding onto the previous Tana, and therefore the previous Tana might agree with the last Tana, and therefore again, we're not sure who's who. That's what Tosfot will say over here. Look at Tosfot. It says, Ela, Veshtu Barachadika Gimel Tanaim, Ikademeima, Delo Atlit Fuya, Ela Hanachum Amadi, only onto Nachum Amadi, the Amar Madig Nechem Mushal, Baena, if it's properly cooked by itself. Va'atu chachamim, and then the chachamim, the second, the third group of time, lebeimer afilu b'mushal ein madlikim ba'enei. They said no, you just can't even use it if it's cooked, if it's on its own. Maybe if it's got something else in its mutar. And he says the same thing. The tamei tanakamim, you could explain it the other way around as well. The tanakama ikar lebeimer de asav nitat shemin dumia de zefet v'shava. Velo mesame mishum de ikar lebeimer tanabatri tfuyat. And he says also him. Tanakamim just said that you can't use it unless it's like anything else. You can't add something. And that's not clear why, because maybe also, you remember the Tanabatra, maybe Tanakamani came to add on to him. He says, the bottom line, you can learn it either way. It's a big mixture over here. We don't really know. It's not clear. It's not like we've got different day or one after the other, and we can use the klal of Ata Litfuye to add. Okay, new Mishnah. Mishnah like this. Ain madlikin b'shemen shayfa b'yom tov. So we saw this already. Mishnah says you can't burn shemen shayfa on yom tov. And we learned why. And Rashi says, yeah, shemen shel truma tmei. It's truma which became tamei. And the Gemara explained the whole story of here. Rabbi Shmuel says, and we speak specifically on Shabbos now, says Rashi. Rashi adds in here, Rabbi Shmuel omer b'shabbat. Ain madlikin. We're now not discussing yom tov anymore according to Rashi. We stopped talking about yom tov now. Only shemen shayfa was yom tov. Now he says on Shabbos, you can't learn madlikin b'itran. Right? Itran, Rashi says here, is psul to the zifta, like a byproduct of tar. Right? That's Itran. Mibnei kavod ha-shabbat, because of kavod. Rashi says here, wa sherei chorak, because it's got a very bad smell. Right? V'chachamim matir, v'chachamim say, no, you can. V'chol ha-shmanim, use all the oils. Right? B'shemin shumshamin, whether it's sesame. B'shemin egozim, a peanut oil. B'shemen tznonot, Rashi says, yeah, tznon is radishes. B'shemen dagim, B'shemen, Rashi says specifically, we're not talking about oil that comes out of the fish. We're talking about mikirvei dagim shlimuch. We had this the other day, remember? We like crushed the intestines of the fish. We made oil out of it. B'shemen ku'ot, right? Rashi says, yeah, ku'ot is dla'at midbari, some sort of wild pumpkin. Right? So some sort of wild pumpkin, you can use that. B'itran u'beneft. So Ishmael said, Amadikim be'itran, and Chachamim said, you can use itran and neft. And Rashi says, yeah, that neft is, what's the problem with neft? Shemin sherei chorah, it's got a bad smell. Shemin beseda yoma, ba'alim dod neft. The person comes to measure out neft, to buy it or sell it. Omrim lo, my daughter's like, you go and measure it out yourself. Wa, she'en ramot said, you know what, to help him because it's smelly. Okay? And Rabbi Tarfon says, Ein madlikin ela b'shemen zayit bilvat. And that's already the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, that you can only use olive oil. So if you're a big machloket here, right? Rabbi Shmuel says that you can't use itran. Chavis says you can use all the oils. And Rabbi Tarfon says you only use olive oil. Gross luck. Okay, so the first question is, ma taima, right? The question over here, the Gemara says, when he says over here, ma taima, right? We're coming back to the first question there on Shemen Shreifa. So ma taima, why can't we use Shemen Shreifa on Yontif? Right, that's the truma which became tama. Says, lefisha ain't sorfin kochim yomtov. We got a cloud. Simple, we saw it already yesterday, we saw it already on this morning, that you can't burn kochim on Yontif. Simple. Where do we know that from? What's a makor? Right? Now, the Gemara's question here, not just give us a Masorah, we want to know where the Pasuk is. We want to know that this is an Isur Doraita, we got a Pasuk in the Torah. Look at Rashi here. Right? How do you know that you can't burn? It says, the Elom might like cry. We haven't got a Pasuk that specifically says you can't burn Truma on Yontif. Itlan Lemaima, what would we think? Leite Asay de Ba'eshti Shrofu. We've got a general principle, Lotase Komalacha. If you're talking to me about general lavia of Lotase Komalacha, then I'll tell you that an assay is Doche Lotase. We've got an assay which says that Ba'eshti Shrofu, this shemen which became Tama, you've got a mitzvah doraita to burn. And I'll tell you what's your problem. A Lotase doesn't hold up. Unless you bring me a separate limud. There's a specific mitzvah on Yontif not to burn this, that I can't burn this oil. I will tell you, I've got a mitzvah doraita to burn it, and that's mitzvah doche lotase. So the Gemara is like Amar Chizkiya, Bechein Tanah Amar Chizkiya. We've got also a limud of Beit Midrash Chizkiya, Amar Kra. We've got a pasuk, brings a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Rashi, we look at the pasuk here. The whole pasuk is Veloto tiru menu ad boker. We're talking about the korbanya. Vanotar mi menu ad boker ba'esh tishrofu. What's left over has to be burnt. So we've got ad boker is mentioned twice in the pasuk. So lo totiru menu, don't leave it over, ad boker. Vanotar, what is left over, ba'esh tishrofu. The pasuk easily could have said, v'lo totiru menu ad boker, vanotar mi menu ba'esh tishrofu. Would have understood, ba boker. Right, that's the Gemara's question. Amar krav, v'lo totiru menu ad boker, vanotar mi menu ba boker. Sha'ein tamud omar ad boker. What do we have to have this ad boker for? Right? Look at Rashi, sha'ein tamud omar ad boker. Zim nachrit, why is it the second time? Ella says Rashi, "Vahanotar imenu beishlofu." Like I just said, the hakativ ad boker brash. We don't understand it clearly, right? So now we've got matamud amar boker. So why did the pasuk specifically mention ad boker? It says ba'akatuv iten lo boker shein deshefato. The boker here is telling us a special mitzvah to burn it. That's the first answer. That's the first answer of Chizkiya. Why we know they've got a separate limud, and therefore we haven't got the asay doche. We've got two lot asays now, and we can't bring that asay or beish tishrofu to burn it. Abaya Amar, Abaya says no. Abaya's got a separate answer. Amar Christ, he's got a different pasuk. What's the pasuk? He quotes the pasuk over here from Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato al Olat HaTamid v'Niska. Right, so Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato v'lo Olat Chol b'Shabbat v'lo Olat Chol b'Yom Tov. He says you only had to burn on Shabbos the Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato. You can't have the Ola of Chol. If you brought an Ola Erev Shabbos, you can't burn it on Shabbos. And you can't bring the Ola of Chol and burn it on Yontif. Look at Rashi, yeah? It says, Olat Chol, kagon evarei tamid shel Erev Yomtov. If you brought a tamid, Erev Yontif, and you got the evarim now, which you have to burn on the Mizbeach, and normally we said they can burn the whole night, shelo huktur, you never put them on the Mizbeach while it was still before Yontif, right? Ein marinotan mishachashecha. Once it gets dark, it's too late. The Chol Shekain says Rashi, Kochim Psulim Lo Sarfinan. If you can't burn the Evarim, which is a mitzvah to burn the Evarim, right, then you definitely can't burn. So if he learns from a Chol Shekain, that is how, that's how Abaya learns this din of Kochim. He says, we've got a Makor, it's a din, it's a midah of the Toshin Dreshit Bahen, that we can't, if we can't burn the Evarim of its own Korban, which we could normally burn, you have to put it on his back yet before nightfall, you definitely can't burn anything else as well. Rava brings the third answer, right? Rava brings the third answer, he says like this, Rava Amar, Amar Kra, we got a Pasuk, he quotes this Pasuk over here, it's Pasuk in Shmot, Pasuk like, Yomar Yishon Mikra Kodesh, Yomar Shvi Mikra Kodesh, this is about, right, Yelachem, כל מלאכה לא יעשה בהם, אך אשר יאחר לכל נפש, הוא לבדו יעשה לכם. זאת אומרת, יונטף, yeah, the first and seventh יונטף, ברית לכל המועד, אך אשר יאחר לכל נפש. What I mean, who levado yase? Ani ochal nefesh. That's the din of ochal nefesh is b'chalal yontef. Asi, who levado yase lachem? Look at Rashi. Who levado? Cry a tyre ninu. The match the michtav ach asher yachel ochal nefesh yase lachem. So it's pashut as well, because it says the ach asher, the pasuk could have said, ach asher yachel lechol nefesh, who levado yase. We never had ach asher yachel ochal nefesh, who levado. How would you have learned it? אך אשר יאחל, אך אשר יאחל לכל נפש, יעשה לכם. What's the who לבדו? The word yeah, him on its own. Who לבדו is a yitur. We don't need that pasuk. Right? So it says, who לבדו, look at Rashi, cry a tyrant in you. That's redundant pasuk. The match, the michtav, אך אשר יאחל לכל נפש, יעשה לכם. Okay, so now, look back in the Gemara. Who, so Gemara, who, you can use it, ולא מכשירין, says from the word who we learn it v'lo machshir. Look at Rashi, what do we mean machshirin? Machshir ochel, things that you need to prepare the food. Kagod lasot shipud, you can't make a skewer, v'sakin or a knife, v'tanur to build an oven, v'kirayim and a stove. You can't build all those things on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. I mean, you can only use them to cook the food, but the machshir you can't use. And from the word levado, right? What do you mean levado? Lemaute mila shlobizmana. Rashi says levado v'lo mila shlobizmana. That levado, things you can do, comes to tell us that a mila, which is not, if a kid was sick, let's say, and he couldn't have his bris on the eighth day, and now 5 days later he's fine, the doctor gives a green light, and it happens to be yontif, you can't do the bris. The bris doesn't doche Shabbos and yontif if it's not on its right time. Right, that we learn from the word here, levado, lemishlob izmana. And Rashi says, yeah, da'atya b'kal v'chomer. And what the Gemara says is, actually, we learn this from a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Now, follow this Kal V'Chomer nicely. A little bit tricky, but it's not so difficult. Look at Rashi over here. Levar lemote mila shlo bizmana. The Lord dachi Shabbat v'yom tov. It isn't doche Shabbos and yom tov. Right? Why? Says Rashi like this. De'i ma'at, de'i lo me'at ekra. If we never had this particular pasuk here, which we're learning, levado, right, which is a separate miut, we would have thought like this. We would have said, "Atia b'kava chomer de titchi." We would have said, "You know what? We got a kava chomer that even a bris lo bizmano would doche Shabbos or Yontif." Now, why? Look at this. Why? Beparsha Rabbi Eliezer on the cover we see daf kuf lamed bet. So it's in about 108 daf. Da'achiyatan. This is what we learn over there. We got a brighter. Umat zaraat. She doche et avoda. Kohen's got avoda, got a mitzvah avoda. He's got tzaraat, he can't do avoda. So the tzaraat is doche avoda. Mitzvah asay to do avoda. He's got tzaraat, tzaraat says no avoda. So we see a tzaraat overrules avoda. Va avoda doche et Shabbat. Right? Avoda ba midash is doche Shabbos. You don't not have avoda because it's Shabbos. Carry with avoda. Korbanot carry on, everything carries on. Now, so we got tzara'at is doche avoda. Avoda is doche Shabbos. So really, what would we say, think of here? Tzara'at, if there was such a principle, is doche avoda. Avoda is doche Shabbos. So tzara'at with doche Shabbos. Agreed? In that equation. Right? You have to be a genius at math to understand that. Right? That if avoda and Shabbos and tzara'at overrides avoda, avoda overrides Shabbos, therefore tzara'at overrides Shabbos. Let's carry on. Now, mila shelo bizmana doche ota. Right? Tahachi taniyatam. What's going on over here? Mila shelo bizmana doche ota. What are we talking about? Tahachi taniyatam. Mila doche tatzaraat. Even that person's got tzaraat, you still do mila at the right time. So tzaraat overrides avoda. Avoda overrides Shabbos. Mila overrides tzara'at. So Mila is the king. So if Avoda overrides Shabbos, and Mila overrides tzara'at, and tzara'at overrides Avoda, and Avoda overrides Shabbos, then Mila overrides Shabbos. Talk about a Mila shelo bizmana even. Overrides tzara'at. So therefore, a Mila shelo bizmana overrides Shabbos. Right? Bain bizmana, bain shelo bizmana, says the Rashi. Mila dochet tzara'at, Bain bismana, bain bismana. Vayalif la mikra, got a pasuk. Shabbat shenit chet bibne avoda. Shabbos, which Avoda overrides Shabbos. Ain Odin Shetehem Mila Shlomis Mana Doche Otah. So now we've got a pasuk. So we've got our question. So now we would think that if a Mila Shlomis Mana overrides Tzara'at, then a Mila Shlomis Mana overrides Shabbos as well, and over a definitely Yontif. Therefore comes the pasuk Levado. That's the specific Limud Aviyah Levado. La'afuke mihai kavachomer. To this kavachomer doesn't apply. The Lord Tidrosh, they don't learn it. Umimele, says Rashi, since as a result of that, Shmain al Minad, the mitzvah she'ein zmane kavua. A mitzvah which is not a kavua, has to be done at a certain time. V'yachol lasotam v'machar, and you can do it tomorrow. Eine doche yom tov, it doesn't doche yom tov. Now remember, the original question was, what's the makor for not burning the oils on Shabbos, the shemen tamei? Said Rashi, there's no mitzvah to burn it today. And achinam is a mitzvah I say, but eish tisrofu. And while I thought that eish tisrofu is doche the Lord ta'aseh, but it's a mitzvah only when we learn from Mila, that when does, from this pasuk levado, when does a mitzvah doche the Lord ta'aseh? If it's a mitzvah bizmano, avoda bizmano, right? Mila bizmano, Mila bizmano not. Shemen shofar, it's tamei. So you've got to burn it. You have to burn it today. But tomorrow, therefore, isn't Doche Shabbos. We end off over here.